With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ah, yes, rolling right along. Action-packed Thursday. Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard former NBA coach George Karl. Hey, Coach. Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right.
Yeah. Let's start here. How about LeBron, the game winner? The Cavs clearly not as good of a group as years gone by, and Indiana's testing them every step of the way. The performance by James last night, Coach, and how you see the rest of that Pacers and Cavaliers series playing out?
Incredible. I mean, it's just another chapter in a career of one of the best, greatest players of all time. Unfortunately, it's in the first round rather than the finals of the conference or the finals of the NBA. It's a spectacular performance, and unfortunately, he's going to probably have to do it at least one more time to get out of this series. Kevin Love is whatever. He's banged up, hurt, or frustrated, one or the other, and he's not contributing. And the three ball, Korver made the three ball last night, but in general, Indiana's making more shots than Cleveland. And they're winning on their defense, and Cleveland right now is winning on defense and greatness of one player.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Coach, so what about the 76ers? You know, a very exciting team. A lot of folks love the 76ers and talk a lot about them. You know, just an exuberant, fun team to watch. Break it down, man. What's your thoughts? Have they matured or what? Or, I mean, are you a fan of their play style? Talk about the Sixers.
I think right now, if you had to rank the talent and skills of the teams left in the league right now, they would probably be in the top three. I think Houston, Golden State, and Philadelphia are probably the three most talented teams. But, talent doesn't win NBA championships. It's maturity, it's dedication, discipline, and it's also a lot of experience that comes into it. I think what everybody that's kind of been in the league has said very well is they're a little worried about the experience of their younger players. They're great players, they're younger players. They have some veteran players playing at a very, very good level. Bellinelli has played very, very well. They have their shooters are really experienced players, but the guys they rely upon for the big moments are Simmons and the big guy, and they have very little experience. Even though I think I love Simmons, Simmons is probably in my mind becoming my favorite player in the NBA right now because his incredibility to make plays and help other players be better. At a 6'11 force and sees over the defense and is a great defender. So, I don't know. I mean, I think Philadelphia is probably going to end up playing Toronto. And I think it's going to be a great series. It's going to, I'm a big fan of Toronto. Dwayne Casey and I worked together for many years. And I want them to win, probably, but in the same sense, I think Philadelphia is a great story, and coming this fast has been probably, in my mind, pretty amazing.
How about Boston and Milwaukee? Series continues tonight in Milwaukee. The Celtics lead that series 3-2. Rozier's been fantastic. We know how good the Greek Freak is for Milwaukee. Do you see the Bucks extending it back to Boston for a 7th game, Coach?
Well, over my years, a lot of times when this series has basically been a home court series, and game 6 is always dangerous because you think you got the confidence, you won 2 games there, the games in Boston have been close, you could have, would have, should have won a game maybe on the road, you didn't, and then you think the home court's going to take care of you. So I think Milwaukee got to be careful, but I think they'll probably win the game and it'll be a 7-game series. As I think there's going to be some 7-game series probably in the Western Conference, too. I think it's some of these games are going to end up going 7 games. And, Utah, Oklahoma City, what a great game that was for Westbrook and Paul George putting on a show. Star players beating the team. And Utah has, I think, gotten the most out of their team as any team in the playoffs this year. And I think I really still think they're the favorite to win that tournament, win that series. But, you know, Paul George and Westbrook, from about the 6 minute mark of the third quarter on last night, that was pretty fun to watch.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, Coach, speaking of Westbrook, I'm personally a huge fan of the guy, like a lot of people, right? I mean, talk about this guy from a coaching perspective, coaching athletes and elite athletes, and as we all know, basketball players are. The motor and the drive, the fortitude of this Westbrook, I mean, special stuff here, right or wrong?
Off the charts. I mean, his intensity and demand to perform over an 82-game season is something that I'm amazed at, and I'm amazed he continues to do it. You know, he's not a young guy anymore. He's had some injuries, and he's fought back. He's bionic in a lot of ways, in my man. I mean, in my mind, he's an incredible. He's wound up. He might be wound up too tight in a lot of games. But in the same sense, as a coach, you know, I remember a couple of times in some coaching, I've said, I want you to play crazy, intense, and out of control, and I'll bring you down.
Right.
That's a lot easier to do than to try to get the guy to go.
Yeah.
Keep going, you know, so.
Yeah, but
Westbrook's a leader, too. I mean, his energy is contagious.
His energy is. Now, you look at that Oklahoma City team. How about the Jazz dealing, having a 25-point lead third quarter, looking like the Oklahoma City team was dead in the water. They rally back, Utah going back home. How much do you believe in momentum, Coach, going back to Utah for a game six with Thunder down 3-2?
Well, again, I think I mentioned about the six-game syndrome of a home court,
yep.
Evaluating the home court to be a little over-exaggerated. As the series goes on, even though the statistics say the seventh game goes to the home court, the sixth game, I think, probably isn't as outstanding as the statistics is like 75, almost 80% of seventh games are won by the home court team. I don't think that's the case in game six because I think Utah's got to be careful. Psychologically, they took a pretty big blow. They got hit pretty hard last night. But I think they're mature. I think they got a toughness to them. I love their young rookie. Donovan Mitchell. I mean, he's going to be fantastic, and I think he's going to be a top 10 player someday. I think Utah will figure it out. That would be my betting line. Mine would be that I think Utah will figure it out. But in a lot of ways, it's two great stars in Paul George and Westbrook against a team that's really put together really well, coached at a high level, and confident. They're not a weak confident. You know, they're very confident in their defense. And they'll figure out how to get enough points on the board to beat you. So I lean towards Utah. I think Utah will figure out how to win it, but be careful in game sixes.
You know, Coach, final one for me, and that is are we on a collision course out west where, where it's going to be Rockets and Golden State?
No, I don't think there's any question. In my mind, they're the two best teams in the league right now, and they have been probably most of the year. Golden State has been kind of messing around with it, and they've shown some signs in the first series that they're getting serious. I do think they need to get Steph back on the court. And in the second round, hopefully get him back on the court, get the rust off, get it into a little bit of a flow and rhythm and playing. And then that could be a great series. And I think in the end, we'll be the team that will win the NBA final. And I'll be honest with you. I've been a big Golden State fan. I think they're on the verge of being a dynasty. But, you know, I think Houston actually plays better defense than the Golden State Warriors. And right now, if I had to bet on that series, I would give the edge maybe to Houston because of their defense.
Former head coach George Karl joined us this morning. Coach, final one, Kawhi Leonard down in San Antonio. How do you think that plays out this offseason?
Well, I got to give San Antonio the traditional belief that they're one of the greatest franchises in pro sports history, just not only in the NBA, but in pro sports history. This is the first time there was actually a bomb go off in San Antonio that we're all going, what the hell's going on? But knowing San Antonio and knowing the great leadership of Greg Popovich, I think they'll figure it out, get him back on the right page, and start rebuilding their team around him because he is a fantastic player. And if they would lose him, that'd be very devastating.
No question about it. Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday and all the rest of the playoffs, and we'll do it again real soon.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.